Welcome back to His Time. It is Thursday, May 8th, and Thursday means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And good morning to you, Andy, and good morning to all of the listeners.
It is a good day. So far, we're holding out in the weather here. No major storms yet, but I know our friends to the west are experiencing some storms. So,
and again, as is my usual every other week type of thing, this afternoon I will be hopping onto a plane going north to Minnesota where, oh, that severe stuff is there too. So I am praying that my plane can just scoot right in between all those severe storms.
Right above them. Maybe.
Right above them. Let's do that. I do remember my last flight. I experienced one of the most turbulent flights I'd ever been on. So
I think the most unusual for me was flying over a hurricane.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine what that would be like.
If you looked out the window, you could see the eye of the storm. It was creepy.
Fascinating. Oh, but I see now I would find that fascinating. But then again, we all find different things fascinating. And what I want to talk about for Lutheran Senior Services today actually ties into this being a week of appreciation. I don't know if you and the listeners know that Tuesday was National Nurses Day.
Wow.
And so I know these things go by all of us and we're like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, it did.
Well,
I'm sure that was not top of mind for you. But we have one of my coworkers, she's our director of performance improvement, that sends out an encouraging note every week to us as employees to try to keep us focused on the serving and the servant heart that we hope and pray that we display. And so her thought, she's a nurse herself, so she shared this particular quote from a nurse, not one of our nurses, but from a nurse that I thought was just lovely. And I thought that I would just read it on the air today to kind of capture the heart of the nurse, because at Lutheran Senior Services, we have nurses that serve in three major areas. So we've got all of our nurses in our care centers, because our care centers it's called skilled nursing care, because it's 24-hour licensed care, and our nurses are just incredible on those teams. We also have home health nurses that come to your home on doctor's orders if you need some sort of medical care and you're in your home. We have our nurses in our REACH program, which is our short-term rehabilitation, our short stay. So we just have nurses all around, and they do have such a heart for serving. So here's what this one nurse writes. When I think about all the patients and their loved ones that I have worked with over the years, I know most of them don't remember me, nor I them, but I do know that I gave a little piece of myself to each of them, and they to me, and those threads make up the beautiful tapestry in my mind that is my career in nursing. And I know that I know so many of these nurses that serve at Lutheran Senior Services, and I know one of the differences would be the nurses that come and go, the patients that come and go in hospitals, those are you can't really form a relationship. But the wonderful thing is that the nurses that care for our residents and our clients, those can be long-term relationships, and they do become the thread of tapestry in our lives. As does the teacher. Same day as National Nurses Day, a little bit of trivia for all of you, May 6th was also Thank a Teacher Day, Teacher Appreciation Day. And so I know that there are so many of the things. I was a teacher for 20 years, I had wonderful teachers in my life. And it makes us stop and realize that we're all gifted in so many incredible ways. And God uses us. He uses the teachers in our lives. He uses the nurses who care for us. But that leads me to my thought for the appreciation yet to come, and that is Mother's Day on Sunday. And you know what? When I think about it, our moms, and those of you who are moms out there, you do a little bit of nursing, you do a lot of teaching, and it all comes together in the word mother. I was not blessed to be a mom, but I was blessed to be a daughter. And I had an opportunity to see a beautiful, wonderful woman who was my teacher, my mentor, my friend. And as I think about Mother's Day coming up, you know, that whole thing, I'm sure you've seen it on Facebook, you see it on coffee mugs. But when you flip mom upside down, you get the word Wow. And there are so many things I hope that everyone listening who is a mother is affirmed in the wow factor that they bring to their children. I hope every husband and father that is listening takes a moment to think about the wow factor that their wife, their partner, whatever you would say in the life of our different formation of families today, that wow factor that mothers bring. And I want to close with two devotional thoughts about wow. And one would be that we women need to be women of wisdom. And mothers, W-O-W, be a woman of wisdom. Proverbs 31:26 reads, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue." May that be what leads us today in all of the words we say. W-O-W, wow. Be a woman of the word. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Be a wow mom. Be a wow woman. Be a wow father. Well, okay, so women of wisdom and women of the word don't really qualify to you as a father, but you are a father, Andy.
I am.
You have Mother's Day coming up. You and Oscar can say thank you.
Absolutely. We worked on that last night.
Did you?
Yes, we did some preparations, but I can't reveal it because Mommy's listening.
No, you can't. No. But I know that Mommy will be thanked. And so to all of the people who serve, whatever God has gifted you with and wherever He has placed you today, may we all seek to be part of that vocation of serving so that we can be threaded into the tapestry of the lives of others to the glory of God.
Amen. A good point. We're going to talk about that on Faith and Family today at 11 o'clock. We'll talk about vocation of moms. We've been talking about vocations of women all week long. Mm-hmm. So
excellent.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. So, So thanks for bringing that up.
You're very welcome. Just a little bit of a 3-hour segue, but you know, I don't know. There could be somebody listening right now that this is your segue into 11 o'clock. Listen again.
Yeah.
Faith and Family.
Yeah. We're going to talk with Edie Wadsworth and Corey Wysocki, moms that have chosen to be at home for the time being. And so it'll be good conversation. So I hope our listeners can join us for that.
Well, and one more thing, I would be remiss if in closing I did not remind our listeners that on May 17th, Saturday, May 17th, Lutheran Senior Services is hosting Cabaret for a Cause.
Tomorrow's the last
day,
isn't it?
With Aaron Bodie. Tomorrow's the last day for getting your reservations in. And should anyone listening want to get more information, they can call Nancy at 314-262-8217. 314-262-8217. She would be happy to help you and make a reservation.
You did that without notes, all from
memory.
I did.
If I had tried to give somebody else, now for some reason, the aging answers line, I get one of the digits off, but Nancy's number I do know. So Cabaret for a Cause benefits our benevolent care, and that is our way of giving to people, older adults, who have outlived their resources, and it's a great cause.
For those who didn't catch the interview with Aaron Bodie last week and with Al Kepke, Aaron Bodie is the featured. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
She is featuring. She is our featured artist, and she is going to be singing selections from the Great American Songbook. And there is a wonderful French themed dinner, appetizers beforehand, hors d'oeuvres beforehand, festivities, fellowship, and fun, all for a good cause.
Very good. And it's at one of the smaller theaters at the Peabody.
It is.
Correct?
It's at the Peabody Opera House, and there is a Midland States Bank Room. Mm-hmm. And there's I've not been to the Peabody large stage. That's one of the things I truly want to do someday. But my understanding is that when you pull up, there's actually a separate entrance. Valet parking is complimentary. That is part of you coming to join us. And so we want to make it as easy as possible.
LSSLiving.org. Go check it out. It's under upcoming events on the right hand side.
It is. And I believe also if you just did LSSLiving.org/cabaret, you can also get there.
Very good.
And if somebody wants to think ahead, they can go LSSLiving.org tee off, and that's our golf tournament coming up. But you'll be hearing more about that soon. It also benefits Benevolent Care.
Wonderful. Great. Fun. You always do fun stuff to support Benevolent Care.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? What we really want people to understand is that the need is great. That is truly there, and it's going to get greater. Mm-hmm. The need is a very, very serious topic, and we all need to take a look at what we can, how we can position ourselves now for the future of serving our older adults, especially those with limited resources. It's a serious topic. We have a lot of people with huge hearts that can come together and have a good time at the same time.
Jane, always good to talk with you and hear about what's going on at Lutheran Senior Services. Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks.
You too.
LSSliving.org. Check it out in a little bit. We'll right after this break, we'll check in with Lisa Clark from Concordia Publishing House right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO.